This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, May 22nd on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, it's Monday night. That means it's time for Monday Night Trivia. And we do have three big hours. And, well, I must admit, at the end of last week, I'd forgotten we even had a straggler. But several of you reminded me, and including Carol, who does the world's best show prep. So I'm prepared. Carol also was kind enough to give me a list of all of Scotty's requests. And so it is. That's the theme tonight. Requests made by Scotty. And some of them are very easy. Some of them are not. Later in the week, we'll have an update on Scotty, another one for you. Yes, sadly, he died on February 9th, no doubt about that. But Dennis was able to glean some more information about a truly wonderful person. Yeah, we knew that from his calls to the radio station. And we picked out several that we'll share with you as the days go on, maybe even a whole night of Scotty calls. But for now, it is Monday Night Trivia, so we will try to have ourselves a good time. And by the way, if you're listening on Friday night, how I appreciate that, but do not call. It's a replay on Friday nights. However, every Monday night, 10 to 1 Central, we meet live, and you're more than welcome to join us. 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. Now, I throw out a question, or in this case, we'll review the straggler, which is still in play until someone gets it tonight. And if nobody gets it at the end of the night, I'll reveal it. But if you want your own category, you can have that. And, of course, if you know the bumper stumpers, and like I say, tonight I think on several of them, oh, you will. But we'll see. So what are we going to do here? Well, first I'm going to review the question. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? So the odds are that a company's stock rises by 70% if they do this. And there was a study of this. Do what? All right, 888-876-5593. Now, you know, if I'm asking the question, the answer is out there. It's not going to be the usual stuff like a stock split. Yeah, it's going to be something that you probably weren't counting upon. But obviously, these companies clearly were counting upon it if they did it, and those that did it went up by 70% on average. Did what? 888-876-5593. And like I say, if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't know the trivia question in play, you can have your own category. We prove that sky's the limit every week when people like Johnny D ask for hominids. But Tom in Covington, Louisiana, is stuck on that music from the 50s. So, Tom, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going this week?
It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Now, we did so well with you last week with a kind of a title and artist thing, or at least names of the artists who were topping the charts, that I figured we'd take a look again at that. Now, we didn't do 1957 last week, did we?
Yeah, I think we did 56.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, good. All right. So, On this date in 1957, the best sellers according to Billboard magazine. The first one was by Elvis, the second one was by the Diamonds, and the third one was by Chuck Berry. Name one of them.
Who was the first one?
Elvis.
Well, there's so many by Elvis, I'll stay away from that one.
Okay. Well, how about Chuck Berry?
There's a bunch he did, and I can't think of them right now.
All right, well, then you will get it with a song that was number two, I do believe. It was by the Diamonds. Or maybe you won't. I don't know. It was a big hit.
Let's see. Little Darling, I
there
think.
You go. All right, we have a winner. You see how easy that is? All right, it was Little Darling, the number two record this week in 1957. Lo, those many years ago. All right, hang on, you're a winner. All right, so, yeah, I know, pretty easy. But, yeah, what we discovered about Tom was that if it was a pop standard, he would recognize it when it was an audio. But if it was anything else, he was kind of lost there. So I thought that this might be something that would get him back on track, and I do believe we are right. So the odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? All right. 888-876-5593. Rich is in Madison. Welcome to WGN Radio, Rich.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Would the stock go up if you reported higher than expected earnings?
You know, I bet it would, but it's really frowned upon. No, that's not it. By the way, I should say it's really frowned upon if your earnings really didn't go up that much. But on the other hand, if they did, but no, that's not it.
How about introducing a new product?
Nope.
Entering a new market?
Nope.
Being acquired by another company?
Nope. All good guesses, and you've got two more. Go for it.
Acquiring another company?
Nope.
Well, that's what I got.
If you think of something else, you call me back, and thanks for calling, Rich. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, good deal. So, we'll get to Barry in New Hampshire. Of course you know it's Beatles trivia. What else would you expect? And we've got Barb in Lake Bluff, who's got a guess. In fact, I think she's guessing on the trivia question, so let's see what she thinks right now. So, hello, Barb. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. So, my guess is rebranding.
Nice, but that's not it.
Okay, how about relocation?
Nope.
How about globalization?
Nope.
Okay.
But those are all wonderful guesses. Truly wonderful, and thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate
bye.
It. Yeah. So, okay. 888-876-5593. And, Linda. Linda is checking in. And she's, as usual, you know, she was so close on that question a couple weeks ago that it allowed for a win, an immediate win. So let's see what she thinks in Richmond Park tonight. So, Linda, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you? I've been thinking all weekend long, what could the answer be for this company?
Good. What do you think?
I think I was thinking a company merger.
Nope. What's next?
Under new management.
Nope. What's next?
Oh, let me think. I had one other one. A takeover.
Nope. If you think of something else, call me back.
Will do.
Okay, thanks, Linda. Appreciate it. Yeah, all inspired guesses, just not right. So now let's see. Lisa in Dundee wants movie trivia. Like I say, Barry wants his Beatles. We talked to Rich in Madison, and... I believe we talked to Barb in Lake Bluff, but I'm not 100% sure about that. So John's going to have to check on that, and I'll check on you and come back with one of Scotty's requests coming up on WGN Radio.
Forever making you cry. making us part, and I apologize.
I apologize.
I don't expect you to take me back after I've caused you so much pain. But if you do,
I'm Raleigh James. All right, that was a request that Scotty made, and we played it for him, too. Talked about the record that Smokey Robinson and Berry Gordy actually wrote, but who's singing it? 888-876-5593. Known by a lot of people because it's a flip side of a well-known hit. All right, so our question, should you attempt to answer it? And if you don't, I'll reveal it at the end of the night tonight because it's a straggler. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? It's something very specific. All right, so if you don't like my my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, well, have your own category. Barry proves it every week with Beatles trivia. So how's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. How about if they give out free samples?
That's nice, but not right.
Okay.
All right. Beatles trivia. What was the name of the first nightclub in Hamburg where the Beatles played?
It's either the Star Club?
No, keep going.
Reeperbahn?
No. By the way, they later moved to the Kaiser Keller, but it's before the Kaiser Keller.
Oh, yeah.
It's before that. And it was the first club, and it got shut down. That's when they moved to the Kaiser Keller.
I know how you know it, but...
Oh, yeah, you'll beat yourself up. It's the Indra.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the Indra Club, I-N-D-R-A.
All right.
All right, we'll talk to you. Well, it's hard to believe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Appreciate it. Yes, absolutely hard to believe. Now we're going to do a movies trivia, probably from the 40s with Lisa. And I'm looking for something where I have the answers. You see, this is the problem. I've got a number of movies trivia quiz, and usually I print them out when it comes to that. But let's see if we can get some answers here. Yes, submit answers. They'll all be wrong. Just tell me what's right. Okay. Yes, I know. Don't tell me I missed these questions. Tell me what the answers are. All right, well, we'll chat with Lisa while I'm looking. So, Lisa, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Oh, good. How are you, Raleigh?
Well, all right. I'd be doing better if I had answers with these questions, because some of these look like really, really nice questions. But unfortunately, some of these people, they make you play online, and then they
the
won't...
The whole thing. I know.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And I don't
well,
have
Well, if you just ask me, I'll tell you if I'm right or not.
Yeah, right. Of course you will. Of course you will. Oh, I love this. You forgot to answer question number one. All right, so we're just going to go through and click B on every answer, and hopefully we'll get some right answers here. And
how was your weekend?
Too busy. Just it's all too busy. You know.
Yeah.
I really want the Time store. You know, I need to buy another Thursday. There's no two ways about
it.
It's just wrong. What do you mean I forgot to answer question one? I just answered question one. I'm sure it was wrong, but I didn't forget. All right, it thinks I did. All right, well, we'll just go ahead and answer it again. All right, now check answers. You're 100% wrong. Okay, very good. But it gave me the answers. How about that?
Okay, good.
Okay.
Perfect.
Very good. Let's see. Which 1940s Western was based around the last patrol of Nathan Cutting Brittles, played by John Wayne?
1940s Western.
Yeah. Nathan Cutting Brittles, played by John Wayne.
It was the last tell me the rest of that in the middle there?
Yes. It was based on the last patrol of Nathan Cutting Brittles, played by John Wayne.
Nathan, the last patrol.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh, so it doesn't...
And I will tell you that I've seen this movie, this title, in another movie that came out in the 80s.
You don't mean Stagecoach, do you?
Nope, keep going.
I'm wondering if it's a Western or if it's more of a...
It was a Western in 1940, and then in 1981, same title, probably the same movie, it was a crime drama.
Huh. That's a really good question.
Yes, and by the way, the name is also the nickname for the 41st Precinct in the Bronx. So... Yeah, think about a movie that has Bronx in the title actually, and you'll probably come up with it. But because the 41st Precinct is nicknamed this,
is it something like Fort Apache?
We have a winner. All right,
that last bit you gave me, because that was with Paul Newman. That's a very good movie, that Paul Newman version. I haven't seen the John Wayne version.
Yes, well,
but Fort Apache, the Bronx, is. A very good movie.
Yeah, 1981. Yes, I worked on the movie trailer for that. That's the only reason I knew it. I never saw the movie, but I saw enough of the trailer to do that. Anyway,
excellent.
Yes, well, you are a winner.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Don't go away. All right, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And, and we're going to have John write Lisa one again, because I know we've got her address and stuff like that, because I just lost her call. But plenty of room for yours, actually. 888-876-5593. Like I say, our bumpers are all requests by Scotty. And from that standpoint, they were all pretty well-known records for one reason or another. The first one I played, like I say, was a flip side of a big hit. And if Smokey Robinson and Berry Gordy wrote it, you can imagine it's on one of their associated labels. Yeah, one or other. So, 888-876-5593. And if you don't like my question, but I really like my question, I'll reveal it at the end of the night. And that is that the odds are that a company's stock goes up 70% if they do this. Do what? And I will say that, as usual, some of you danced around it, but not exactly. I will say that you're more likely to find the answer in the advertising world than you would on Wall Street. Now, that may confuse the hell out of you. I always hesitate giving out these clues, because then I send you, to your ruin, and I don't mean to. But that's my guess anyway, that that you would, in fact, be more likely to lump it into advertising than into, financials. At least I think so. We'll get to Frank. He's a first-time caller in Naperville. In fact, I'm going to try to get to him quickly before the news, because I know first-timers don't hang around that long. So if John will put him on hold, we'll chat with him right now. Or not. I don't think John listens to the show, is what happens here. And then he'll screen 9,832 other calls, because the lines are all ringing, and that's great. Keep it ringing. All right, so Frank is a first-time caller in Naperville. Frank, welcome to WGN Radio.
How you doing?
All right. I'm so glad you called. What do you think?
Well, I think, how about a stock split?
Nope, not a stock split. It's less to do with financial than it would to do with, say, advertising or marketing.
Oh, not like a, okay. My next guess was a stock buyback.
Nope. That's nice, too.
So it's something to do with marketing and...
Much more so than financials. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So think of what it could be and call me back.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
And now we'll find out what's going on in the world at large. We'll get back to Roger. He's a first-time caller in LaGrange, and all your calls as well on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
When love is new, Every day is a new sensation. When love is new, you're thrilled with infatuation. Oh, 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 oh. When love is born, it's so long. So
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yep, these are all requests that Scotty made over the years to the show. So who is this? Yeah, we played it and talked about him too. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And I see you got a bunch of first-time callers, and that is just terrific. The odds that a company stock will go up 70% is if they do this. So 70% rise in stock if they do this. What could a company do that would account for that? Carla is a first-time caller in Elmhurst. Thanks for calling, Carla. What do you think?
I hope I'm saying this correctly. If I understand your question. So Disney did this a few years, about 10 years ago, and I saw it with Apple. So there's like a limited amount of stock available, and if there's more demand than the availability of a stock, usually Wall Street responds by the stock increasing, the stock price increasing. But 70% sounds high, 60 to 70%, that sounds a little high. That's my guess.
And I will tell you that it actually has nothing to do with any stock manipulation whatsoever. But if you think of something else, call me back. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Carla. All right. So
okay, take care.
You got
buddy.
To meet Carla. That's great. And there are no wrong answers, really. They're all wonderful answers. But as far as the one I'm looking for, well, we'll see if you can get it. Roger's a first-time caller. He's in LaGrange. All right, Roger. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, the answer to the question is you have a reverse stock split.
Nice, but not right.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with the stock manipulation whatsoever. But if you think of something else, call me back.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Yeah, absolutely. I'd say more, but I always tend to lead you down the absolute wrong road. So we'll talk to Jimmy. He's a first time caller as well. Palos Heights. Did I say that right?
Palos Heights, man.
Palos Heights. All right. Well, if you saw what was on the screen, it looked more like a Western. All right.
Okay. It becomes an IPO.
That would be nice, but that's not right.
Oh.
But thanks for trying. Do it again, Jim.
Okay.
Thanks. Yes. And we will remember that he's in Palos Heights. All right. So for a moment there, when I was looking at it, I thought there's got to be a horse involved in this somewhere. All right. So Linda. All right. Linda in Richland Park has more guesses. I'm ready.
Yes. Well, I think it just might be some type of a jingle or tune, like, you know, catchy tune or jingle.
Nice, but not right. I like that, though.
A slogan?
Nope.
Okay, well, if they work hour longer at the end of the day?
Nope.
How about an extra day of work, like on a Saturday or something like that?
Oh, God.
When something's supposed to be closed.
God, a whole staff would quit. No, not that either.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to quit guessing. I'm going to start listening.
All right, but if something comes to you, don't hesitate, Linda.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All
appreciate
right.
it. All
bye
right,
bye.
So 888-876-5593. And again, if it's Friday night, sit back and enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, we're live on Monday night, so call 8888-ROLLYE. Bob in Arlington Heights, what do you think?
How about if they promote a woman as chief executive?
Nope.
We'll try again.
As far as I know, it won't go down 70% either, so I guess that's good news. All right, thanks, Bob. Appreciate
thanks.
It. All right, thanks. So I don't know if it has any effect, or which way it would go. And Donna in Oak Lawn is going to take a guess. What do you think, Donna?
Oh, I think dump the old president of the corporation and bring a new president in.
I like it, but no.
I'll put my thinking cap on and try again.
I hope so. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Now that I think about it, this probably causes the stock to go up more than dumping the CEO or anybody else. I'm not sure what that says about anything. So Mary is in Chicago. She's going to take a guess. So what do you think, Mary?
Hi, Raleigh. Well, thank you for playing my song last week.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'm yours.
Yes.
So I thought I'd start out with you real fast. So the question, you said it was along the lines of marketing, the answer, and I'm thinking specifically of broadcast advertising, media time buying, as opposed to print.
Nope.
No. Oh, I'm going to listen like the lady in Richmond
Park,
too.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. So we'll get to Marlo. And Marlo is in Missouri. Okay, so I guess it's not our Marlo in Jackson. And Marlo wants advertising. Yeah, we'll give him a slogan. And Johnny D in Ohio, of course he wants hominids. And there's one line available for you. John is screening everyone else, but we'll get, oh, now there's no lines available for you. But when you hear somebody hang up, you'll know it's time for you to grab a line. And we'll pick it up right there as we continue with Monday Night Trivia here on WGN Radio.
The girl I love, she's going away. The girl I love, she's going to stay. I'll dream of her each day she's gone.
James, and another one of Scotty's favorites. He requested it, and I was right alongside him there. One of my favorites as well. Who are they? 1956 on Josie. 888-876-5593. So, the odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do that. Do what? All right, Tim is a first-time caller, and he is in Bolingbrook. All right, Tim, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think? Have we lost Tim?
Yeah, the answer is, hello?
Yes.
The answer is short squeeze.
Nice, but not right.
Oh.
Sorry about
all right,
that.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, and he sounded so self-assured, too. Hopefully he will call back again sometime. So, no. All right. So, Marlo in Missouri, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. I misspoke to John, apparently. I want to guess the trivia question.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you wanted an advertising slogan. We got that, too, but go ahead and guess it.
You said it's way out there. So how about if you have a mascot that's like a dog or a naked woman or something?
Yeah, or the chicken. No, but that's a great answer.
All right.
Thanks for trying. Do it again. All right. So, yeah, it's a great answer. Yeah. Anything beat the San Diego chicken? I don't know. All right, so 888-876-5593. Billy in Arkansas, what do you think?
Well, I think maybe if you buy ads on the Super Bowl.
Nope, that's not it. But boy, I'll tell you what, at those prices, you sure better be right. No.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks. Nice guess, though. Thanks, I appreciate it. All right, so if you think of something else, call me back, Billy. All right, so not Super Bowl ads. 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, Valerie in Warrenville heard something she knows. Of course she did. What'd you hear you know?
Hello, Professor. Let's see. Super Bowl is not the right answer, so wrong guess. I thought I heard Lou Rawls.
We did not play any Lou Rawls.
Man, did that second, the bumper, not this last bumper, but the before, that sounded a lot like Lou from on my radio.
Yeah, not Lou Rawls. No.
But it sounded like him.
Well, okay. I don't think he'd mind the comparison. I don't think either of them would, actually.
Okay. Let's see. Was there any other topics for tonight? Nope. That's it. I'll think about more guesses, and I'll call you back.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. You keep up the good health.
Well, thanks. All right. So we will get to Johnny D in Ohio here in moments. I'm trying to think of whether I did what I was supposed to do or not already. So I think, I don't know. Yeah, I think I did. All right. I didn't check with Adam to find out when I'm supposed to stop talking, but I'll just figure out sometime. All right. So Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, so little Raleigh. On the company's stock going up 70% deal?
Yep.
All right. I got to tell you something on this. Because I'm not a real business-minded financial kind of guy, but I have a brother that is, my older brother, you know? And I have a nephew that is, I think you know that. But the thing is, so I called my brother, my older brother, you know, a couple of hours ago, thinking he was home, you know, down in Youngstown there, you know.
Right.
But he was in Portland, Oregon with his two grandsons, and see, he's got a bucket list where he wants a golf in every state in the country.
Good for him.
Right? Yeah, so maybe I'll call you tomorrow night or whatever and let you know, but it's amazing. Yeah. Anyhow, he's down there, and he's up there in Portland with his two grandsons, right? So I called my son Joe. I says, I gave him the question. And then I said, just text me. So anyhow, they did, you know. His grandson, Joey, is a financial kid, too. He goes to Ohio State for that stuff, you know. But anyhow, so they texted me back a reverse stock split or something like
nope,
that.
Nope, not that.
Yeah, all right. That kind of thing, because I heard other people say that. Yeah. But and I had no idea, you know. But I'll say this. They use luxury cars in their advertisements.
No, but that's interesting. That's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a wonderful guess.
How about hot women? Hot women?
Hot women? No, not either that. Probably true, but no, nobody's copping to that anyway.
All right, well then, could I got time to do a hominid?
Of course you do. Are you ready?
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me turn this up a little bit.
All right.
I haven't heard of hearing it. Go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hominoid fossil material and Paleolithic artifacts recovered by Indian anthropologist S.R.K. Chopra. A. Provide evidence of the presence of Oligocene dryopithecus, whatever that is. B. Provide evidence of the presence of Quaternary man in the Sibilix. C. Provide evidence of the Pleistocene giant terrestrial ape Gigantopithecus bilis purensis. Or D. Provide evidence of the presence of Pliocene cibopithecus.
All right, this is Chopra, you said?
Yes, Chopra.
Chopra.
Not Deepak.
Okay. all right, now wait, let me see here. Well, could you give me the first one again?
Provide evidence of the presence of Oligocene dryopithecus. I don't know. I'm in trouble here. Dryopithecines. Oligocene dryopithecines.
All right. It's not that. I don't believe it's that. And then B was again what?
B is provide evidence of the presence of Quaternary Man in the Civilix.
And then was Gigantopithecus the third one?
Yes. And the fourth one was Evidence of the Presence of Pliocene Civopithecus.
Well, I'm just trying to get in my mind and see if I could anything. That Gigantopithecus kind of means something, but I'm thinking the Quaternary Man thing. I'm going to go with the B.
You're right. Provide evidence of the presence of the Quaternary Man in the Civilix. Where are the Civilix?
I don't know. I just remember the Quaternary Man. I think it's, I don't know. You have to look that up, probably.
Well, damn good guess.
I just remember Chopra, and I remember Quaternary Man. That's what I remember.
Well, I'm going to look it all up now. And you, as well, usual, are a winner. You know your hominids.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll tell you about my brother's
country. Can't wait to
hear
it.
Every state in the country. Okay, bye.
Okay, good. Yes, 888-876-5593. I've known other people who've done the golf thing, and when I used to live in North Idaho, people would come to Coeur d'Alene because there's one of the holes on some floating green, but, that I know nothing. 888-876-5593. We got another 2 hours of trivia, and at the end of the night, if our answer is not revealed, I'll reveal it for you. So your call is coming up next on WGN Radio.
I know I love you.
I'm Raleigh James, and well, that's one of Scotty's faves, and that's the theme tonight. All records that Scotty had requested over the years. So who are they? So certainly we talked about it when we played them, and we did play them. And that came out in 1959 and was on the Fury label. All right, so 888-876-5593. The odds are that a company stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? If you don't get it, I'll reveal it at the end of the night. Now, if you don't know my bumpers and you don't know my my trivia question, you can have your own category. It can be absolutely anything. We prove that all the time, and we're about to with Gary and Austin. So, Gary, how is it going tonight?
Well, hey, Raleigh, hanging in.
Good, good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
Excellent.
Thanks for playing Hide and Go Seek the other night. That was one of my favorite childhood hits. I just love that song still to this day. So.
Yeah, I love it too, and it's so funny that they threw him out of the gospel group.
Yeah, I never knew that. And until you played that the other night.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, even though he was doing it under a pseudonym, Bunker Hill.
Yeah.
But like I say, I always figured the guy was from L.A. because, you know, Bunker Hill in L.A., so, you know, downtown suburb. But no, he wasn't. So there you have it. All right. Now, we have a trivia question for you because it says you want 60s radio trivia. All right. Well, everybody who loves 60s Top 40 radio remembers Dick Orkin and Chicken Man. He's everywhere, he's everywhere. Well, Chicken Man was hugely, you know, just hugely successful. It was heard everywhere. But in many markets, there was more than one Top 40 station. So at some point, Dick Orkin decided he was going to create something else along the lines of Chicken Man. Oh, it was out there, but it ultimately bombed badly. What was it called?
Was that Amazon Ace?
Absolutely right. That was Amazon Ace. Yes, a cross between Tarzan and the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Bernard.
Yeah. I was thinking about that because people, you know, don't think about that. When, I mean, they, you know, because the Tooth Fairy was done for
later.
So long also. And I mean, that,
Yeah, that, of course, was afterwards, not simultaneous with, and you're right. But yes, Amazon Ace, and, you know, I've looked around, can't find any of those episodes. You know, all the Tooth Fairy, that's easy, and all the Chicken Man, that's easy. But poor Amazon Ace, not a chance.
Well, KLIF had it. That's the only way I...
Yes, they did.
K-Box had Chicken Man.
Right,
so,
right. No, I know. KIOA and Des Moines had them both. And I remember KIOA actually had buses with Amazon Ace on the side of them. And it it didn't help, yeah. So yeah, it's a bird, it's a plane. Whoops, it's a bird. So, yeah. All right.
Deal.
Well, you won as usual.
Well, I'm shocked that I could bring that one up.
Yeah. Well, very few people could. But yeah, I remember those entire bus sides. Amazon Ace, KIOA 940. Yeah. Oh, well, eventually I'll find some episodes. Somebody eventually will put these on YouTube.
Yeah, I haven't heard them since then. So,
Yeah. All right. Well, good deal. Always good to talk to you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Enjoyed
it. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And let's see. Ah, Linda in Richland Park is back. She's back with more guesses. Oh, good. So, Linda, what do you think? Wait a minute. I got to put you on the air. No, I didn't.
I'm trying to think what this answer might be for the trivia, but I think it's Bolton and Bragg and on the work performance.
Nope.
Daycare center.
Nope.
In the building.
Nope.
Okay, well, I'm not going to call no more tonight.
Oh, no, believe me. The more the merrier. If something occurs to you, don't you hesitate. All right, thanks. Appreciate
it,
Linda.
I'm really enjoying your show tonight. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so all good guesses. You know, the only thing is that, you know, they're not right. But eventually someone will come up with it. And again, if I've asked it, you know that the answer is just out there. But yeah, so if you're just listening and saying, answer to what? The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? 888-876-5593. Barb in Lake Bluff, what do you think?
Well, I think either meet a need or a want or fulfill a market demand.
Oh, that's so logical.
For example.
Yeah. No, it's logical. It's not right, of course. Go ahead. Let's have you the example.
Oh, it's not. So I was thinking, for example, during COVID, when we had a big demand for masks and gloves and plexiglass, if you were a company that could produce plexiglass.
Yeah. It's so well thought out. It sounds perfect to me. It's just not the answer.
Okay. So was one of the groups that was played in one of the previous songs the Cadillacs?
Absolutely right. The Girl I Love, 1956 on Josie, was the Cadillacs.
Oh, great.
So you just won.
Awesome.
So hang on. Don't go away.
All right, thanks. All
right, good deal. But, of course, don't hold your breath waiting for the prize. It takes us forever. But before the year is out, you get something from us, and you get a certificate. That's probably the best part. You maybe get a tabloid and a DVD or a CD or something like that, but that's the prizes aren't worth it. The postage we takes to send them to you, but you do it for the fun of it. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And John is in Waukegan. All right, John, what do you think?
I think it's when they lower the prices on the products.
Nice, but not right.
Oh, okay, that's it for me tonight on that one, man.
All right, thanks, appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so now I got to find these Amazon Ace episodes. It was Ron Britton who actually played Bernie, the faithful Indian. So, yeah, all right, 888-876-5593. Would be 8888-RALEIGH. We'll get some Twilight Zone trivia for Mark and Aurora. We'll get 60s TV trivia for John and Covington. And maybe we'll get an answer out of you. You can have your own category if you want it, but if you want to take a stab at the question that we will reveal at the end of the show, the odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Sealing up this letter. I just finished signing your name. My friends would all be surprised if they knew I was playing this game. I'll pretend it's a special delivery, and just to give me a hint, I'll use your favorite color smeared with your favorite scent. I know you think that I'm crazy, but I can't lose whatever I left. So I've decided to write this letter and send it to myself. So to make my story short, in the mailbox I will place this letter that I wrote, and it's stamped with your lovely face.
Talk to your picture. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's kind of a gift. Should be easy, but it was one of Scotty's favorites, so I played it tonight. Who are they? 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. So we got a couple of newcomers. Jamie, a first-time caller in Florida, and Kathy, a first-time caller in Arlington Heights. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? All right, so Jamie, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I think that if they advertise on the Super Bowl.
Nice guess, but not right.
Okay.
But I liked it. I hope you'll call me again. Thank you.
All right.
All right, good deal. Yeah, it's a swell guess. All right, so Kathy in Arlington Heights, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, hi, Raleigh. Thanks for taking my call. I'm really enjoying your show. And
thank you.
First-time caller.
Great.
So I wanted to guess your trivia question.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess having a celebrity brand or a celebrity spokesperson.
I like that. It's not right, but that sounds really good.
Okay.
Okay, call me again. Thanks.
I will.
Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. So you don't know my bumpers? Well, somebody will. And you don't know my trivia answer? Well, question. An answer, actually. Have your own category. We prove it all the time. Mark in Aurora has changed his theme to Twilight Zone, original Twilight Zone questions. All right, Mark.
Yeah, and I know I've heard that bumper song before,
yeah.
But I know that the Twilights did one that was
similar. Well, that's
similar,
it.
But that's
it.
Not the Twilights.
Yes, it is.
It is the Twilights.
Yes, it is.
Well, they also did Have You Seen Her?
Well, of course they did. But that was a hit.
And, yeah, oh, the Twilights did a lot of good stuff. So, see, I'm not just a wimpy white boy.
Well, sure you are, but there are some exceptions anyway. But you will not get out of it that easy. All right, so you've already gotten one right. You want another one? You want a Twilight Zone question?
Yeah, let's try that.
All right, Rod Serling.
Change of pace from Star Trek.
Yeah, it is. Rod Serling wanted a specific person to do the narration because of his rich, deep voice. But there were strict studio contracts at the time, and so the guy was not able to accept. And the time Serling said, "It's him or no one. It's him or I'll do the damn thing myself," which is exactly what happened. So who is it he wanted?
Oh, gosh, I should know this. Especially on New Year's Eve, I would just go through that whole series and stay awake as long as I could.
Well, there's really no reason you should know this if you don't know this. Do you know what I mean? It's like not one that you'll enjoy.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. This is really a shot in the dark, and I'm sure I'm wrong. Leonard Nimoy?
No, Richard Egan was the guy's name.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
That's why I said you'd have to know it or not. But you can look him up because he certainly had some good credits. Richard Egan, E-G-A-N.
What else did he do?
Oh, just take a look. You're talking about a lot of things. So take a look at his IMDb.
Uh-huh.
And you will see.
But at least I got the Twilight.
Yes, you did. So we'll add to your stash. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, he backed into the Twilight saying, well, it's not the Twilight, but it is. Now, Bobby, on the other hand, in Chicago, we're going to give it to him because you knew it was the Twilight. Not a doubt in your mind. Was there, Bobby?
All right. So, yeah.
Hello?
Yes. So
hey, it's Bob. How you doing?
Yeah, so you knew it was the Chai Lights, not a doubt in your mind.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
All right, well,
one of my favorite songs.
Hang on. It won't be worth the price of the postage, and it'll take a while to get to you, but you're a winner, and you'll get something, so don't go away.
Awesome. Right. Thank you so much.
Sure thing. Thanks for calling. Do it again. All right, yes, the Chai Lights, indeed. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And what do we have? Oh, we're going to do some TV, are we? John in Covington, Kentucky wants 60s TV trivia. All right, so here we go. You ready, John?
I am ready.
All right, well, this is easy. Everybody remembers Walter Cronkite from the 60s.
Okay.
Who did he replace?
Oh, Lord.
It was 15 minutes in black and white.
Oh, shoot. Let's see. Well, Cronkite was, that's the first guy I remember. Him and David Brinkley and...
Huntley and, yeah, nope.
No. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. You got me this week.
Douglas Edwards.
Oh, I would have never got that.
You're kidding.
I'll talk to you later in the week.
Okay, I'll look forward to it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so... that's one that I remember well. It was 15 minutes, and he started in March of 52 and went on for a decade easily before Walter Cronkite came along. And actually, he was probably the first major journalist to expand into television at the time, if you're ready for that. And, died in 1990 in Sarasota. But, yeah, Douglas Edwards, the CBS Evening News. It was the first nightly television network newscast. And he was probably in some ways exactly what you would think someone should be who was doing that kind of stuff. But, yeah, CBS News presents Douglas Edwards with an up-to-the-minute development from all over the parts of the world, just things like that, you know. And I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but that was pretty much about it. So yeah, 888-876-5593. And Chris is a first-time caller. Okay, but John's still talking to him. So we'll give him a moment to explain his answer to John, and then we'll find out. All right, good deal. Chris is in Willowbrook. Welcome to WGN Radio. Chris, what do you think?
Okay, how about the corporation declares a dividend table next month?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. But thanks for trying. Do it again. I appreciate the call, Chris. Thank you.
Okay, right. Sure.
So,
bye-bye.
Good to hear from Chris. Like I say, it's nothing financial. It's nothing that would make sense. I, of course, wouldn't have asked it if it made sense. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. Marlo is in Jackson. So, hey, Marlo.
Yeah, right. I was telling John about the satellite to write a letter when everybody was calling in. So I said, well, I'm just going to hold and see it anyway.
Yeah, well, no, that's nice. It's always good to hear from you. And maybe you'll know Maybe you'll know the next one.
Yeah, I remember Douglas Edwards. Yeah, he was the first one.
He was the first one. And it was a 15-minute newscast, which is, frankly, I thought was just plenty long enough.
Right, right.
And, yeah, he was... He did that, I guess it started in 48. I don't remember it from them, but shortly thereafter. And he did it for 10 years, you know, until what's his name, Walter Cronkite came on.
Walter Cronkite, yeah. It was 15 minutes, black and white.
Yes, yes, yes. And I thought it was much better. I was more likely to believe what Douglas Edwards told me.
Okay, gotcha. Well, nice talking to you, Riley.
Thanks, appreciate
to you again.
It. Okay, I'm counting
okay.
on it. Okay. Yeah, because if it came out of Walter's mouth, well, suspect stuff. All right, we'll get to John and Gilbert. Ocean liner trivia. Well, why not? I told you it can have your own category. I don't know if it's up there with hominids, but it's certainly not general knowledge. So we'll pick that up. We've got another hour and a half with our main question, at which point I'll reveal it. And more Bumper Stumpers coming up tonight right here on WGN Radio. Scotty's faves, he requested it. It's 1957 on Checker, and the title is just initials, extra credit if you know what the initials stand for. But if you know the group, that's good enough to win at trivia. Of course, as I mention all the time, the prizes are not worth the postage it takes to get them to you. It takes us forever to mail them, but usually by the end of the year, we get together a big mailing and send you a certificate and something for each time you win, whether it's a tabloid or a DVD or a CD or something. But you're doing it mostly for the fun of it, and I sure appreciate it. 888-876-5593 works on Monday night from 10 to 1 Central. Does not work on Friday night when trivia is a replay, so don't call then. But Monday night, wide open. So right now, it is May 22nd at about 11:38. And if you'd like to call, we'd love to have you. 8888-ROLLYE. John in Gilbert, Arizona, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, Riley. Good to talk to you.
Likewise. So we're going to do some ocean liner trivia.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I picked out something here for you. And it's one thing that everybody knows about the Andrea Doria, of course, because she sunk. All right?
Sure.
And we know there was a collision. Who ran into her?
That would be the Stockholm.
Absolutely right. T-boned her. Just absolutely T-boned her. And, you know, it was interesting because the Andrea Doria had been heralded for all this safety stuff. Well, forget about it now.
Right.
I will say that the crew behaved a lot better than the Titanic disaster, to say the least, and there weren't, you know, comparatively many losses of lives. But that Stockholm, which had been more of a workhorse, she held up very well.
Yeah, she was sailing in various forms up until just a few years ago.
Yeah.
She was renovated a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
And kept on going, mostly in cruises later on. But I think, I'm trying to remember if she went to the breakers yet. But if she did, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was interesting that the folks in Stockholm recognized that air travel was going to be the wave of the future. And so they didn't spend a fortune to make the Stockholm, you know, real ritzy and all that kind of stuff. But they had her out for like 3 years while they were revamping her. And she wasn't back in the water that long when the crash happened. But you're right, after that, she sailed for many, many, many years.
And you know the rock and roll connection with the Andrea Doria, right?
Well, about Mike Stoller being on board?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got on in Cannes, I think, in France. And got off at the other end and had no idea he had a hit record.
It's a great story.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you are a winner as usual. Hang on, don't go away.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good deal. Yes, yes. He knows his ocean liner trivia. So there. Yeah, but, you know, you'd have to kind of be a little hardcore or remember 1956 very well, because the Andrea Doria talked about for years and years and years, but very few people ever mentioned the Stockholm. Yeah, who T-boned her, right? In a lot of fog. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh, and Marlo and Jackson recognized a bumper. All right, Marlo, what'd you hear? So, Marlo. Oh, no, we lost Marlo? All right, well, it'll happen. I think he got the last bumper, but we'll find out. But Bruce and Elwood, meanwhile, I think, is guessing on our trivia question. You know, we have one. Yes, indeed. And that is, the odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? So, Bruce, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley. How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. How about yourself, Bruce?
I'm doing okay. My answer, my guess is install automation and reduce employees.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're probably right, but that's not it.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure that you know, stock does go up for that, but boy, customer service doesn't. That's for sure. All right, so as I would expect, we will get to James on the South Side here in moments, and we know he has come up with at least half a dozen guesses, and I can't wait to hear every one of them. But Marlo and Jackson is calling back. Oh, good. So Marlo, you're back.
Yeah, I remember Scotty used to request that song. That's the Dream Team.
Yeah, the Dream Kings. Yes, good enough.
I mean, King. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Do you know what it stands for?
You know what? You got me stumped on that.
Okay,
that's
the bumper stump. The title is MTYLTT, and that's what it says right on the label. Just those initials, MTYLTT. So maybe I should leave it off to somebody to tell me what that means. MTYLTT.
I should know that.
Yeah, you should.
I'm about to think about it.
All right, you do that.
Come on,
but,
God.
But you're a winner for the Dream Kings. Don't worry about that. Thanks. Appreciate it, Marlo.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. The Dream Kings on Checker. MTYLTT. What is it? James on the South Side, welcome to WGN Radio.
How are you? How are you doing?
Well, I'm here. How about yourself?
I was just coming in and I knew the satellite. I said, "Oh, that's them." When I turned on the unfortunately, my phone was dead.
Well, that's always the way. Well, hopefully, keep listening. You'll recognize one coming up. So in the meantime, the odds are that a company's stock goes up 70% if they do this. Do what?
Sex scandal.
That's one. Number two?
Okay. Fire the entire board.
Number three?
Okay. I'll put out a competing brand.
Number four?
Okay, have a fake assassination of the company CEO.
Number five. Wonder how many have tried that.
I'm going out here. I'm going to the moon with this.
Yeah.
Have a police raid.
Six.
Of the corporate head. Okay. The sixth one would be change the formula.
Well, think about a half a dozen more and call me back.
Okay, I still got some more I would have given you.
You'll call back, and I'll look forward to the next six. All right, so it's that simple. You get six at a time. 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. Yeah, I think... Now, remember, this is based on a study, all right, of multiple companies. So, you know, if you come up something like assassinating the president, that probably doesn't happen to, like, dozens. I hope not, anyway. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what?
888-876-5593, 888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio. You know, I talked to the captain this morning. He said we're 500 miles from shore. And if you don't get a telegram or a letter, you know that woman don't want you no more. Oh, steamboat, woo, steamboat, steamboat, oh, steamboat, take me back home to my love. Oh, well, I've got to find out, pretty baby, do you want your daddy back? I got a whole lot of water to drink up. I'll stop the road dead in his tracks. Oh, steamboat, woo, steamboat, steamboat, please, steamboat, take me back home to my love. Stop me, pretty baby, until I find my way back home to you. Oh, steamboat, please.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it's Monday Night Trivia. And we do have our little straggler. That, by the way, if you can tell me who that is, you win for that. And again, the prizes are just for the fun of it. It takes a real long time to get something, and then it's not worth the postage took to get it to you. But you get a certificate, that's right, for playing, and prizes. So usually it's like a DVD or a CD or a tabloid or something for each time you win. So that's the deal there. But like I say, it's mostly for the fun of it. Now, I throw out a question, and I'll never let it go more than 2 weeks. And so since this question we have right now started last week, at the end of the show tonight, I will reveal the answer. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? Now, other than that, you can have your own category. And I mean, sky is the limit. We prove that all. Well, you know, nothing beats hominids. What can I say? But you know something about something, guaranteed. So what is it? Tell me, tell me. Now, if you don't want to do that, maybe you know our bumper stumpers. And tonight, they're all in honor of Scotty. Every one of them, a song that Scotty requested. And we played for him on this show. All right, so James took me up on it. Might as well. Called back with another half dozen guesses. All right, odds are a company stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what?
Have superior nutritional benefits.
That's number one. What's two?
Okay, that they've moved their headquarters to Bora Bora.
No, yeah, right.
Shelter.
Yeah, right, right. Most people can't find Bora Bora on a map. I'm not even sure Air Micronesia can, and I believe they fly there.
I better stop laughing, otherwise I'm not going to be able to say them all.
Okay.
I basically decide to, okay, the chairman steps down for his wife.
No.
Oh, That, I know that won't. Okay, that was out there. Decide, yeah. Okay, to basically say, oh, we, okay, run a price where their 1 million customer will get a free trip to the moon.
No.
Okay. They decide that they're willing to give the give a select okay round where each a certain chance have a golden ticket with a certain prize where they get a certain prize.
No.
Okay. They decide to have the board help a ransom.
No. Right, that's good. Now, by the way, you mentioned offering trips to the moon. You do know that in 1958, Burmashev offered trips to Mars.
I wasn't quite around for that one.
It was quite the disaster because they said if you sent in 900 empty jars, they'd send you to Mars. Some people sent in 900 empty jars.
Oh boy! Yes. Oh well.
Yes, it was 19. Okay, it was 1958, and you know their roadside signs. Well, one of them said free a trip to Mars for 900 empty jars. Well, some people sent it in. Said I'm ready to collect.
Okay, I can just imagine Jackie Gleason said, "Pow! Right to the moon."
Well, actually, what Burmashev did was they wrote back to the first person who said, "If a trip to Mars you yearn, remember, friend, there's no return. Our rockets are ready. We ain't splitting hairs. Just send us the jars and arrange your affairs." And so it was that they sent the jars. And so what Burmashev did with the guy who sent the jars was sent the guy and his wife to the Mars Candy Company in Chicago for a weekend on the town.
Oh, well, that was a sweet deal.
Yes. So, yeah, indeed. So, all right. All right. So, we have two more to go. What are they?
Okay. We're going to say that Kay had a accountant.
Had what?
Accountant scandal.
No accountant scandal. Final guess this hour.
Okay. The chairman shot the rest of the board and basically decided to.
You're watching too much television, but we'll talk to you later. Thanks. All right. So
I'm not watching much television.
Yeah. All right. So we got another hour of this. No. Nobody gets shot in this answer. 888-876-5593. Nobody. All right. So, but, and remember, this is more than one company. This was a study of multiple companies. You know, we're talking like over four dozen companies. And if they do this, their stock goes up 70%. No one is shot. All right, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Of a lifetime, too sweet to tell it all, big crime. You, everything I ever hoped for, sweetheart, will you be mine? You're the dream of a lifetime, with voice of mission bells that chime. And eyes that glow in sweet surrender. To lips as sweet as wine. Heaven must have sent you, dear, when I was feeling
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that was one of Scotty's faves, and that's what all our bumpers are tonight, requests by Scotty. And fine choices, and that's a pretty obvious one, I do think. So if you know who it is, 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And, of course, if it's Friday night, just sit back, enjoy the show, and do not call. However, but it's Monday night now, technically Tuesday morning. We're open for business right here, 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E on WGN Radio. So this hour, if you don't get it by the end of the hour, I reveal the answer to the straggler. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? And you hear the bumper stumpers. And that last one, 1959 on Checker, by the way. And you can have your own category, whatever you like. And we defer to first-time callers because they're usually not quite as patient, and I don't blame them. But Kathleen is a first-time caller in Palos Hills. Kathleen, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh. I've enjoyed listening to you many evenings, and I thought it has to be getting a government contract or a military contract.
What a delightful guess. It's not right, but it makes all the sense in the world, and it got you to call, which is the best part of all. I hope you're going to do it again.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so, yeah, that does make all sorts of sense. No, my answers never make sense. That's usually the only clue I can give you. Bernard in Melrose Park, welcome to WGN Radio. Bernard. Oh, no, and Bernard had a bumper guess, too. We lost Bernard. Oh, this is just terrible. I don't know what bumper he heard that he thought he knew. But Marianne in Chicago heard one she knew, so what'd you hear, Marianne?
Hey, how are you tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay, pretty good. I wanted to try to guess on this very last bumper stumper.
Oh, yeah.
Dream of a Lifetime by the Flamingos?
Absolutely, 1959 on Checker.
My favorite bird in the whole wide world.
All right. Good deal. Well, Scotty's too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if I see one fly over my house tomorrow, I'll know Scotty's thinking of us.
Yes, you will. All right. Thanks, Marianne. I appreciate it.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Okay, bye. So we add to Marianne's stash. Yes, and the hits just keep on coming. All right. So what does Diane in Chicago have to say for herself? Welcome back to WGN.
I was thinking that if a company, one of the things that seems, is in my view, would make their stock go up would be, it's about if they had to apologize, for example, publicly for some mistake they made.
That's not it, but that's interesting. I'm not sure what that would do. I guess it would depend on the mistake. But thanks for calling, Diane. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah, we'll never do this again. Yeah, radio stations used to do that all the time, never explaining what it is that they never would do again, hoping to get some talk. You know, like the morning man will never say that again without telling you what that was. So Bob is a first-time caller in Warren, Michigan. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. You know, when the wind blows the right way, I pick you up at night sometimes.
Excellent. Well, we're glad to have you.
And I was just thinking of, boy, can I hear something by the Flamingos? I would really love it. And there it is.
And there it is.
Dreams of a Lifetime by the Flamingos.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to give that to you, too. Marianne knew it, but you didn't know she called, and so you win, too.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
All right.
And I think the one before you had Steamboat, was that by the Drifters?
Yes, the flip side of Adorable.
Adorable, yeah, on the red
yellow
Atlantic.
It was a yellow, 1955, still yellow.
Yes.
And how we love
yes.
to collect those yellow Atlantics, thinking there was some kind of symbolism, and it turned out that it was just cheaper ink, and when they ran out of it, they used red. Yeah, broke my heart.
That's how it worked.
I know, I expected
surprise.
Big story, yeah. Yeah,
yes,
so.
Yes.
All right, well, you're a winner, so hang on. We'll get that address. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks.
Appreciate
I will.
It.
Thank you.
All right, so, and of course, don't stand by the post box waiting for the mail. It takes forever, and it's not worth the postage, but you get something eventually. All right, so we put Bob on hold, and John will get his address. And meanwhile, Donna is in Schaumburg. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. How are you doing, Raleigh?
Well, I can't complain. How about yourself?
I can't complain either.
I'll take it.
Okay, I'd like to try the trivia question.
Good.
Okay, I was thinking changing the logo or name of the company.
That's interesting. It's not right, but that's a very good guess.
Okay, I have a couple others.
Uh-huh.
Could it be that they send out a mass mailing of a survey to find out what they could do to improve the product?
Nope.
How about a mass mailing of, I know Rohrman's used to send out keys to get people to come in and see if they want a car?
Right, nice guess, not right.
Okay. What about a mass advertisement thing? Radio, television, print, and maybe have their logo on either an Indy car or a NASCAR.
That's a really good guess. It's not right, but you're probably the closest yet.
Okay. That's about all
well,
I have.
Well, if you think about something else, call me back, because you are definitely in the ball field, so to speak.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, I think we'll get a winner. I feel it in my bones right here on WGN Radio.
Done me like you did. Already I'm stringing along like an infatuated kid. You're obliged to do me wrong with no explanation. There's never any love nor conversation. So after holding in my fear and finding off my tears, what now? What now? What now? What now? I've tried making my life complete with a you, but it seems there's no value toward people true to you. I cried to you, too much longer, but every hurt and bit of dirt makes you stronger.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and well, that's pretty obvious, but that is one of Scotty's favorites as well, 1964 on Constellation. What is it? 888-876-5593. And the waning moments, well, about 40 minutes or so for our straggler question from last week, and we'll reveal it at the end of the night if you don't get it first. Now, I have a feeling you might. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? 888-876-5593. Ruth in Lake County has been a while. So hello, Ruth. How have you been?
I've been really good as far as I won't complain about what it's been. However, I have to say that I have an answer for that trivia, but I wanted to make a comment that Scotty, I think I had put in a call just a few months ago and said, God bless you more.
Yeah.
Now, he had his date and time on February 9th.
Yes.
Ironically, that happened to be the wedding anniversary of George Armstrong Custer and Lydia Custer, which was talked about one of my first calls to you.
Oh.
However, in the Dakotas, when the gold miners were there, they would start in the evening, in the early evening, and one after another, hundreds of them, would call out Old Joe. I could never find the meaning of what they were saying with that just two words, Old Joe. But we kind of think of Scotty and his God bless yous, and I think of the many things that he blessed us with would be someone like Mark and Aurora,
who found housing right after right near a bus stop, and getting out of the Downers Grove and getting into a new location. These are how these God blesses come forward, and I think that we all can remember Scotty with God bless you more, because he blessed us so much. So my trivia answer is iconic jingles from, let's say, J. Walter Thompson or Neil Burnett for corporate America, and like underwear, the yellow one, when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Nice guess, but not right, and very nice comments about Scotty. Thank you.
And bless his family, too.
All right.
Okay,
thanks.
All right,
appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and yeah, 70%. What would do that? Katie in Huntley, Illinois, what do you think?
Hi there, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about yourself, Katie?
I'm doing all right. I haven't listened for like a week, so I don't know if I did. I missed. Is this the tribute for Scotty tonight?
We found out last week that Scotty died.
Well, I heard
On February 9th.
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, no, yeah. I just figured tonight we just do some of his requests as our bumpers. Might do it next week. Hard to tell. But, okay. You know, just remembering Scotty. And Pilot Dennis was at his apartment today. So later on during the week, we'll have another update.
Okay, great. Anyway, I don't have long-winded like that last girl. She said a lot, and she said it pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'll look forward to when you actually play some of his requests. I thought you said you've been doing it together.
Every bumper has been one of his requests tonight.
Oh, no, I meant like his voice.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. We'll play some of his old calls as well.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
All right, so Mike.
I'm hoping, and I had a second idea for another answer, but I'll stay with the one I promised.
That's all right. You can do them both.
Okay. If a company splits its stock, does that
Nope. Nothing like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't listening a lot tonight either, so I'm like, someone might have already said that. It was obvious. All right, the other one would be, and I'm getting technical again.
Well, now remember, if I'm asking the question, you know the answer is going to be out there.
Right, but I mean, I'm digging deep in math.
Yeah,
so
right. But remember, I'm not going to ask things that would be like anything to do with their financial practices.
You would not.
No, of course not. It's going to be an out there answer.
Well, so if a company is not making money, and then they report where they're making money. That would make the company.
This is many companies. Yep. This is dozens of companies where they did a survey and found out if dozens of companies that they did it on average, their stock went up 70%.
Yeah. But I mean, if a company's starting out, you know, they have a fixed income, and they're losing money. So
very logical. That's not it.
Yeah, I know. I'll stick around to hear the answer.
Okay, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right. So,
you have a great night.
All right, you too.
Bye.
888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, and that is going to take us to Brian and Joliet. We're going to do some charts, changing the subject a moment. So, all right, Brian, how's it going?
Hi, Raleigh. First of all, I wanted to say I'm very saddened. I heard about the passing of Scotty.
Yeah.
And I was thinking sooner or later he'll be back, you know, and they'd be very sad. And still I'm, you know, but I spoke with John, and he said he was feeling better, and that's a very positive thing.
Yeah.
I hope he continues to, you know.
Me too. Well, you know how it is with strokes, especially hemorrhagic strokes to that degree. It's, you know, the first year, you can't really relax because they tell you you're going to have another one. But so far, so very good. He's defied all the odds, and he really is the miracle man.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, and Like I told him, I hope you keep getting better and better.
All right, thanks.
I hope you're doing well yourself. And I wanted to just try a chart topper, top 10.
All right, we're going to do it. I picked it out this week, I believe. You wanted May 22nd, 1971?
October.
All right, I can do that too. October, and that would be October 23rd, 1971. Well, hang on. I've got the chart right in front of me, and we'll do this in moments right here on WGN Radio. Requests, 1975, that's all I'm going to tell you. Everything else will give it away, though probably just his voice alone gives that away. I think so. Who is that? 888-876-5593. I'm ready with Brian on charts, but before we get back to him, John came in and said, Tommy's on a train. His signal's not going to last very long. Talk to him. All right, so Tommy in Chicago on the train somewhere. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Nope, maybe the train has already been gone. I don't know. I think we've lost Tommy. I'm hearing absolutely nothing. Well, we tried, Tommy, so call us back. Yes, how long has that train been gone? And I believe that would be Billy Preston. Yes, everyone likes some kind of music. All right, so now we're back to Brian and Joliet for these charts. All right, Brian, so are you ready?
Was that Al Green?
It was not Al Green. It's a nice guess, though. Yes. All right, so October 23rd, 1971. Number one, Maggie May.
Rod Stewart.
Number two, Superstar. It's to your credit if you don't know it.
Superstar. Temptations?
The Carpenters.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
it gets worse. Number three, Yo-Yo.
Oh, the Osmond Brothers?
I'm afraid so. Number four, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Oh, sure.
Number five, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Joan Baez.
Yes. Number six, Do You Know What I Mean?
Lee Michaels.
Yes. Number seven, Go Away, Little Girl.
Donny Osmond?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number eight gets worse. Sweet City Woman.
Stampeders?
Yes. Number nine, Theme from Shaft.
Isaac Hayes.
And number 10, If You Really Love Me.
Stevie Wonder.
Very good. All right. Only missed one of them, Superstar. And like I say, to your credit. All right. You're a winner as usual.
Today, thank you, Riley. And, did you ever hear the album by Isaac Hayes, Hot Buttered Soul?
Well, everybody has, yeah. That's one of those huge, huge, huge hits.
Yeah, and may I make a request before...
Sure.
May I make a request?
Sure, what do you want to hear?
Song I really loved in, I think it was the summer of 71, Funky Nassau by The Beginning of the End.
Yes, okay, you get you, I bet you, all right.
All right, well, best wishes to both continue to health for you and John.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, so we had to Brian Stash because he's absolutely right. He got 9 out of the top 10, and, you know, if you get 70%, you win for that. All right, so what do we have? John in Waukegan is back. So what'd you hear, John?
Yeah, that last record you played there, that was the Isley Brothers.
That was the Isley Brothers. You're a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, don't go away. All right, so it'll take forever to get you something, but you're doing it for the fun of it. But eventually you get a certificate and some other stuff, so don't go away. All right, so John in Waukegan is absolutely right. It was the Isley Brothers, 1975 on Teaneck, and that was one of Scotty's faves. We got a final of Scotty's fave coming up, a little more traditional, something from 1956, and that was, 19 years earlier. What a fine song it was. All right, so we have a number of people guessing. And guessing on, the odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? All right, Donna and Schaumburg, what do you think?
Okay, how about on buses?
Nope.
Benches?
Nope.
Billboards?
Nope.
I don't know if there's still taxis.
Nope.
How about, like, at baseball games?
We have a winner. They've renamed stadiums. Now, not just baseball games. They have to rename the whole stadium.
Right.
Yes. Well, that's exactly right. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they rename a stadium. In a study of 49 stadiums 20 years ago, the average rise in stock price after a stadium is named after a company is 70%, according to the Associated Press. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right. So that's exactly it. Yeah. Your stock goes up 70% if you rename a ball field after you. Now, by the way, what's somewhat crazy about this is how much it costs to do that. You know, this isn't an easy thing. But now, I believe that Lane in Chicago had the same idea, didn't you, Lane?
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, we'll give you something for that.
On a billboard, and I also said in a ballpark.
Yeah, well, it's not only in a ballpark, it's the whole... Yeah, that's all right, we're going to give you something for it, but it's the whole ballpark, you know, like if it turns out to be State Farm Field or something.
So, I see.
You see what I mean? You got to name the whole damn thing after you, not just put an ad up there. You got to name the damn thing after it. But if you do that, and, you know, can you imagine how many millions of dollars that costs? And and the result is the stock.
Yeah,
stock goes up 70%.
Pays off.
All right. Well, Lane, thank you. Hang on.
I wasn't quite soon enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, but there's always next time, and there'll be another question coming up in moments.
Yeah. Okay, Raleigh.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. And that was
okay,
close.
Bye.
Yeah, that was real close. So yeah, everybody kind of dancing around it, and that's the deal. So it's not just an ad at the ballpark. It's renaming the ballpark. Yeah, all of it. All right, and 70% rise in that. So we got to have another question. All right, let's stay with advertisers for a moment. Let's stay with 20 years ago. Well, 20 years ago, Procter & Gamble was the biggest United States advertiser. They spent $2.6 billion in the year. General Motors was close behind, spending $2.5 million. Who was in third place? And by the way, it was a distant third, according to Adweek, spending $1.9 billion for the year. So we have P&G number one, GM number two. Who's number three? 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. So, P&G, General Motors. Number three, a distant number three. Like I say, GM spending $2.5 billion, and here comes number three spending $1.9 billion. But that ain't no drop in the bucket. It's according to Adweek. By the way, Advertising Age said that GM was number one. They claimed they were spending $3.43 billion, and then P&G was number two. And the third one, again, came in a very distant third. So who is that? 888-876-5593. Final Scotty Request bumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Please give me more than just memories of you.
of you. Memories of you. I gave you everything and still you ask me for more. I hope I'm not the fool who didn't realize the score. Won't you give me more than just memories of you?
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James, and there it is, another favorite of Scotty's. Yeah, my memories of you. All right, so if you know, that's great. Otherwise, if you, all the answers, by the way, are always up on Rolly.net after the show, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. Takes a little while for me to get there, depending on what else I have to do at night, and I've got a list tonight, but ultimately, it will be up there. Now, in addition to that, we have our new question. So in 2003, 20 years ago right now, Procter & Gamble was the biggest U.S. advertiser, spending $2.6 billion a year. General Motors was close behind, spending $2.5 billion. And according to Adweek, this company was third, spending $1.9 billion. What company was third? All right, want your guesses right now, and Sherry in Naperville is going to start. So what do you think, Sherry?
Hey, I've got guesses. But first I want to ask a stupid question, sort of, because you're highlighting Scotty's picks, because I'm assuming Carol has a legal pad from all the dates.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, okay, so that helped. And I listened today, I want to say, to when he might have gotten his package, and I got Monday the 9th of January, and I thank God for you that you do the double time speed it up thing.
Oh,
but
sure.
He was on that one,
okay.
And I don't know if you care or anybody else cares, but if you want me to keep on searching, I do it while I'm doing something else. I speed it up. And from 131.54 to 135.55, Scotty didn't get his package yet.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was going to go to the post office, and then another lady said, well, you can three-way me with 411 or whatever.
Mm.
You went into the whole phone business.
Yes.
But anyway, and then he called back. So he won one bumper, and then he called back at 155.46 and to 156.35 to thank the lady for offering.
Yes.
And God bless everyone and have a wonderful night. And he sounded so healthy and so exuberant.
Yeah, no, I knew he wasn't healthy because we had talked on the air about that.
Right.
So.
Right, but, I mean, he just sounded so buoyant and strong, et cetera, et cetera. And, but also for, because, oh, what's his name? Johnny D wrote that song. He complimented Johnny D on his hominid questions because it was a Monday night.
All right.
And he said, you have a tough category, man. I wrote that down. But anyway, so I haven't searched through the rest of the week. But do you want me to continue?
Well, you know, if you feel like it, that's fine. Although I think Carol has pretty much handled it. But anything you give us, I'll add to it.
Well, that's fine, but I just thought that maybe there was, you know, like you talk about, I know you have a blind audience, a big blind audience, and you talk about a viewer or something like that for the internet, not a viewer, that's not what it's called.
Yeah, a screen reader.
Screen reader, and to help them. But then I was thinking, are there deaf people that want to know what's on the radio, and do they have something
on the opposite side similar, where you can listen to a podcast or something and get the...
Well, I think most of the stuff is translated. It's automatic, and, you know, the translations are somewhat laughable in some cases. But other things are closed captioned as well. It depends what it is. But if it's strictly audio and never had any other component, it might not have ever been of interest to somebody who cannot hear at all.
Well, my point is there a thing that would translate it for you into
text.
Yes,
I just said that. There's an automatic translation in almost everything. If you go to YouTube, you can go ahead and look at the translation of virtually everything. It's automatic.
In print.
Right, in print.
Oh, okay, so
of
it
course.
Would be easy to search for Scotty.
Well, not necessarily, because it won't necessarily say Scotty, you know, unless, you know, I mean, if I did, and I don't know if you put it onto YouTube, if somebody were to do that or not, but the bottom line is I'll have that information and we'll get the Scotty calls together, I promise.
Oh, okay, but anyway, so I know later in the week, I'm assuming he went to the post office, and then he was so exuberant with everything he got and was going to share it with other family members.
Yep.
But I haven't gotten there yet. I'm quarter through Tuesday. But anyway, so my guess is for the new question, who spent the third, although far be it, amount in advertising? Is it McDonald's?
Nope. It is not.
Is it Miller Beer Company?
Nope.
Is it Burger King?
Nope.
Is it, David, help me.
Helper, David, helper.
Anheuser-Busch?
Nope.
Okay, he's on the beer end. General Motors?
They were number two. We mentioned that.
Oh, you did. Okay, Ford?
No.
All right. I think I have one left or no?
We'll try one.
Walt Disney World.
Nope. Think about it and call me back. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. That pretty much ends the show. I just realized that. And my apologies to James, to Bob, to John, and John. All right. So we'll pick it up here next Monday night. Until then, we'll say that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. You especially for calling. John for screening your calls. I'm Raleigh James. 21 hours from now, we'll do it all again right here on WGN Radio.